Up next, Science Diction. It's our monthly history of scientific words, and whether it was for a cavity or a broken bone, chances are you've had one, an x-ray. Why do we call them that? Joining me now for this month's episode of Science Diction is my guest, Howard Markell. He is professor of history of medicine at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and he's also director for the Center for the History of Medicine there. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Markell.
Well, thanks for having me back, Ira.
X-rays, used in science fiction all over the place. Why do we call them x-rays?
Well, it's a great story. Now, it takes a lot of history, but you know, it's one of the most important technologies in the history of science and medicine because it allows doctors to really look into the lift up the hood and look at the engine while it's still running and not do a lot of invasion. But really around 1895, electrons and electricity was all the rage, and there was a physicist, William Rentgen, who was working in Würzburg, who was playing with a cathode tube. And this particular tube had a thin aluminum window that allowed these electronic beams to escape. And he was playing around in his lab, covering the cathode tube with black cardboard, and noticed that there were several beams escaping several feet away to a nearby lab bench, and it was hitting a screen that he was also going to use to test against these waves that was made out of barium platinocyanide. And lo and behold, it glowed in the dark. It was a Eureka-like moment. He locked himself in his laboratory, stayed there for 6 weeks except for meals, and I imagine to go to the bathroom. And then he found that these newly discovered beams would pass through opaque objects, and they affected the photographic film he put underneath it. And photographic film was a very common thing in laboratories at that time. It was used to document phenomenon. And first it was, you know, a set of weights and then a piece of metal, and most famously, it was the bones of his wife's hand. And
I had a famous picture with the ring on it.
Yeah, and his wife was December 22nd, 1895.
And so how did the name X-ray come out of it?
Well, X was a very common thing for unknowns, and a lot of scientists were using that for unknown phenomenon. But what it really comes from, Rentgen, of course, was a physicist, and he was very skilled in mathematics. And while he may not have been a Cartesian philosopher, he was almost certain to have read René Descartes' 1637 text, Geometry, which was a very important geometry text. And it was Descartes who actually introduced the terms X and then followed by Y and Z as unknown quantities to match the symbols of knowns, which would be A, B, and C, respectively, in an equation.
So it was the X was the unknown, and we didn't know what those X-rays were made out of.
Exactly. That was found out a lot later on, that it was found to be a precise wavelength.
All right.
And so on and so forth physically.
We've run out of time, Dr. Markell. Thank you very much for our science diction word of the month. We'll have you back next month.
Great. Thanks
so
much.
Have a great holiday weekend. You can check out Dr. Markell's post about the history of X-rays on our website. If there's a word you'd like to hear on our next episode of Science Diction, leave us a comment. Go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help from NPR librarian Kim Oleski. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Podcasting, blogging, all this kind of stuff. Have a great and safe Father's Day holiday weekend. We'll see you back here next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.